Committee on Transportation will now come to order. Marilyn, please call the roll.
Chair DeShigley.
Here.
Vice Chair Davis. Senator Boyd.
Here.
Senator Broxson.
Here.
Senator Burton.
Here.
Senator Gruters. Senator Hooper.
Here.
Senator Pizzo. Senator Torres.
Here.
Senator Trumbull.
Here.
Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Quorum is present. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty.
Thank you. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. Bill number 796 by Senator Wright on tab number 4 is temporarily postponed. So, senators, with that, we are going to take up tab number 2, Senate Bill 386 on specialty license plates, United Service Organizations by Senator Bradley. Senator Bradley, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair and committee members. Senate Bill 386 authorizes the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles to create a USO, United Service Organization, specialty license plate. With the approval of the USO license plate, the USO can continue to raise additional awareness throughout Florida in support of their mission. There is an amendment.
Senators, we're going to go ahead and if there are any questions, we do have an amendment. Any questions on the bill? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to take up amendment barcode number 749554.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment provides that up to 10% of the funds received from the sale of the plate may be used for administrative costs and marketing, and the remainder of the funds must be used for the organization's operations, activities, programs, and projects.
Okay, thank you. Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, any appearance forms on the amendment? No appearance forms, any debate? Any debate on the amendment? Seeing none. Senator Bradley, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
Wave close, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, having waived close, all in favor of the amendment say yay. Any opposed? Okay, the amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill as amended? Okay, seeing none, any appearance forms on the bill? No appearance forms. Any debate? Any debate on the bill as amended? Seeing none, Senator Bradley, you're recognized to close on your bill as amended.
Just appreciate your support.
Okay, Marilyn. Please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 386.
Senator Boyd.
Yes.
Senator Broxson. Senator Burton.
Yes.
Senator Gruters. Senator Hooper.
Yes.
Senator Pizzo. Senator Torres.
Yes.
Senator Trumbull.
Yes.
Vice Chair Davis. Chair DeShigley.
Yes. By your vote, CS for Senate Bill 386 is reported favorably. Congratulations. Okay, senators, next up. We're going to, let's see here, we're going to go to tab number 1, Senate Bill 322, natural gas fuel taxes by Senator Gruters. Senator, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 322 will extend the natural gas fuel excise tax until 2026. Natural gas is defined as liquefied petroleum gas, compressed natural gas, or liquefied natural gas used in a motor vehicle. This exemption was originally enacted in 2013 and extended in 2018. This exemption is important to continue due to the growth for additional refueling infrastructure with natural gas in the fleets working towards emissions vehicles. Having this option is a positive, especially during hurricane season when fleets don't need to compete for valuable fuel supply. The current tax and reporting exemption expires on January 1st, 2024. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator. Any questions on the bill? Any questions on the bill? Seeing none, any appearance forms? Okay. Okay, we have Dale Calhoun from the Florida Natural Gas Association, Florida Propane Gas Association, is waving in support. Thank you, sir. We've got Erin Ballas from National Waste and Recycling Association. I know a little bit about that. She's waving in support. Good morning. Good to see you. Thanks for being here. Carolyn Johnson from the Florida Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, waving in support. Tanner Warwick, Associated Industries of Florida. Waving in support. Good morning. Thank you for being here. That concludes our public testimony. Any debate on the bill? Any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Gruters, you are recognized to close on your bill.
I'll wave close. Thank you, Chairman.
Having waved close, Marilyn, please call the roll on Senate Bill 322.
Senator Boyd, yes. Senator Brotson, Senator Burton, Senator Gruters, yes. Senator Hooper, yes. Senator Pizzo, Senator Torres, yes. Senator Trumbull, yes. Vice Chair Davis, Chair DeSigley.
Yes. All right, your vote, Senate Bill 322 is reported favorably. We've got two more bill presentations. We're going to go into a brief recess as we wait for the senator to come to the committee. Thank you.
Quorum, Mr. President.
All right. Thank you, Quorum, Mr. President. Welcome back. All right. Senators, we're going to take up tab number 3, Senate Bill 588 on enforcement of school zone speed limits by Senator Rodriguez. Senator, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Vice Chair, members of the committee. Hundreds of thousands of Florida students cross roadways on their way to and from school, and nowhere in America is there more danger from cars than in the state of Florida. In 2018, a study by ZenDrive found that Florida ranked 50th of all states in terms of unsafe driving in school zones. 20 Florida counties, both rural and urban, received Fs for driver behavior in school zones. Pedestrian fatalities and injuries are preventable by more effective and efficient enforcement. This legislation gives communities a simple, effective, and inexpensive way to protect students. The bill allows law enforcement agencies to install school zone speed detection devices that deter vehicles from speeding through school zones and record potential violations for law enforcement review. The speed detection systems would only operate on school days, beginning 30 minutes before school and ending 30 minutes after school. No speeding citations are issued until a law enforcement officer first reviews and confirms the violation, and there's an appeal process for anyone who believes they have been wrongfully cited. And that is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Senator. Senators, any questions on the bill? We do have an amendment, but are there any questions on the bill? Okay, seeing none, we're going to go ahead and take up amendment barcode number 444844 by Senator Rodriguez. Senator, you are recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Committee staff developed this amendment. It provides clarity, makes technical changes, and updates incorrect cross-references. Specifically, the amendment clarifies that during the 30-day public awareness campaign, a person may not be cited for unlawful speed in a school zone enforced by a speed detection system, but may still be cited by an in-person officer. It provides that the law enforcement agency shall use all the funds instead of a portion of provided from violations to the school crossing guard recruitment and retention program for the program, and updates cross-references throughout Section 4 and 5 of the bill. And that is the amendment.
Okay, thank you. Any questions on the amendment? Seeing no questions on the amendment, any appearance forms for the amendment? No appearance forms. Any debate on the amendment? Seeing none, Senator Rodriguez, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
Waive close.
Okay, having waive closed, all in favor of the amendment say yay. Any opposed say nay. The amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill as amended? All right, seeing none. Any appearance forms for the bill? Okay, we have Eric Draper from the Florida Bicycle Association. Good morning, sir. You're recognized.
Morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Eric Draper, and I'm President of the Florida Bicycle Association, a volunteer role, and I was asked to come here today to speak in favor of this bill, and thanks, Senator Rodriguez, for introducing this very good piece of legislation. We encourage children to ride bikes to school, of course, and it's ever more dangerous as people speed through the roads that the students use to access the schools. So we believe that this bill to allow law enforcement to install speed detection cameras and to issue violation notices is fair to the people that are using it. It only applies to people that are would go over 11 miles an hour over the speed limit. There's a very good appeal process that's built into it. I think that people's rights are protected there. But the most important thing, and to reinforce the point that Senator Rodriguez, I think, made in her presentation, is that Florida is becoming an increasingly dangerous place for people to walk and for people to ride bikes. We want kids to be able to walk to school. We want kids to be able to ride their bikes to school. As part of the purpose of the Florida Bicycle Association, I strongly encourage you to vote in favor of this bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for being here. Okay, next up we've got Jennifer Cook-Pritt from the Florida Police Chief Association. She's waving in support. Okay, that concludes our public testimony. Any debate on the bill as amended? Any debate on the bill as amended? I'll just say, Senator, thank you for bringing this good bill forward, and I appreciate the narrow focus with this. I've heard time and time again that it seems the last few years especially, these incidents have becoming more and more frequent. And it's putting our children in danger, and that's unacceptable. So thank you for bringing this good bill forward. You are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think you did a great close for me, and I'll waive my close.
Right, thank you. Marilyn, please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 588.
Senator Boyd.
Yes.
Senator Broxson. Senator Burton. Senator Gruters.
Yes.
Senator Hooper.
Yes.
Senator Pizzo. Senator Torres.
Yes.
Senator Trumbull. Vice Chair Davis, Chair DeCiegle.
Yes. By your vote, CS for Senate Bill 588 is reported favorably. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
And last but certainly not least, we're going to go to tab number 5, Senate Bill 908 on Unmanned Aircraft Systems Act by Senator Rodriguez. Senator Rodriguez, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In 2017, and in the absence of guidance from the federal government, this legislature wisely created a list of critical infrastructure over which it is illegal for an individual to fly their personal drone without authorization. However, the list did not include Florida's deep water ports, which are in other areas of statute identified as critical infrastructure and are, by any measure, absolutely integral to Florida's economic prosperity, public safety, security, and future growth. Hundreds of thousands of cruise passengers per week, military assets, space assets, fuel, power infrastructure, and many other critical functions make our ports home. And it is dangerous and unwise to allow private drone usage over such things without permission or involvement of the ports and their partners. This bill simply adds Florida's seaports to the list of critical infrastructure where law enforcement can prohibit and protect from personal use drones, and that is the bill.
Thank you, Senator. Any questions on the bill? Any questions on the bill? Seeing none, there is one amendment. We're going to go ahead and take up amendment barcode number 763914 by Senator Rodriguez. Senator, you are recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This amendment, prepared in partnership with the House, ensures that all of our seaports are covered, adds additional critical infrastructure locations such as airports, spaceports, and military installations, and properly aligns Florida statute in the event that the FAA ever gets around to actually developing the rules and process for identifying critical infrastructure in their regulations.
Well said, Senator. Any questions on the amendment? Okay, seeing none, any appearance forms for the amendment? Okay, we've got a couple here. Michael Rubin from the Florida Ports Council, waving in support. Thank you, sir. Chris Dawson from Carnival Port Authority, waving in support. Canaveral, what did I say, Carnival? Because I want to go on a cruise. That's what it is. Canaveral Port Authority. Derek D. McGee, Sr., Florida Airports Council. He is waving in support. All right. Any debate on the amendment? Any debate on the amendment? Senator Rodriguez, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave close.
All in favor of the amendment say yay. Any opposed say nay. The amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill as amended? Seeing no questions, any appearance forms for the bill? Thank you. Okay, Michael Rubin, Florida Ports Council, waving in support. Chief Ray Colburn, Florida Fire Chiefs, waving in support. Thank you for being here, sir. Chris Dawson from the Canaveral Port Authority, waving in support. And we've got Tanner Warwick, Associated Industries of Florida, waving in support. Thank you. Okay, Senators, any debate on the bill as amended? There's an active committee today. Senator Rodriguez, you are recognized to close on your bill as amended.
I'll wave close.
Waving close. Marilyn, please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 908.
Senator Boyd. Senator Broxson, Senator Burton, Senator Gruters,
yes.
Senator Hooper, Senator Pizzo, Senator Torres,
yes.
Senator Trumbull, Vice Chair Davis, Chair DeCiegle.
Yes. By your vote, CS for Senate Bill 908 is reported favorably.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Okay, does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to vote yes on 386.
OK, Okay. Is there any objection? Seeing none, show the motion adopted.
Mr. Chair, I don't think I voted on the last bill, so can you show me voting in the affirmative on, what was the bill number, whatever that bill number was?
On 908.
908.
Affirmative. Senator Trumbull, affirmative on Senate Bill 908. Is there objection? Seeing none, show the motion adopted. Is there any other business before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Gruter's moves, we adjourn. Seeing no objection, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.